This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, January 24th. Russian news and export demand pushes wheat higher in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was higher, with Russia planning to, regulate those prices. It was up for the fifth day in a row. Now, the uptick in export demand also is helping the market somewhat. But the government shutdown makes it real difficult to confirm that the export demand is higher. All the other data is actually kind of bearish for wheat, so we have to watch that closely. But, the data, it's really hard to tell. And I think that there's a lot to be done before we can meet that 1 billion export forecast that was put out by the USDA. But, that being said, the fact that we're up 5 days in a row looks pretty good for wheat, but it's going to be difficult to sustain. So we're going to watch it day by day.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 4.75 at 527. March corn was down a quarter point at 387.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 610 to 645. Hartford winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were up 5.25, ranging from 670 to 675. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were up 3.5, ranging from 665.5 to 680.5. Live cattle for February were up 42.5 cents at 125.60. January feeder cattle were up $1.97.5 to 142.97.5. And January class 3 milk was down a penny at 13.98.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.